From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi appears to have lost control of Libya, according to his major European ally, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome. Italy has come under intense pressure from the U.S. and Europe to distance itself from the Libyan regime.
Addressing supporters, Berlusconi said that he had just received news that Gaddafi no longer controls the situation. Last weekend, Berlusconi earned widespread scorn when he said he preferred not to bother his friend Gaddafi to find out what was going on in Libya. In his latest comments, the prime minister said popular revolts in North Africa could bring democracy and freedom, but also lead to dangerous centers of Islamic fundamentalism, as well as a mass influx of refugees. Libya has close ties with Italy, supplying 30% of its energy needs. Separately, Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa said the controversial Italy-Libya friendship treaty has been de facto suspended. The treaty established that Italy could not allow any of its bases, including NATO bases, to be used for actions against Libya. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The United Nations Security Council is meeting today to consider imposing international sanctions against Libya. But NPR's Allison Keyes tells us Turkish leaders warn such a move could hurt the Libyan people.
The meeting comes just one day after President Obama issued an executive order freezing the American-held assets of Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, his family, and senior members of the Libyan government. The sanctions the UN Security Council is considering include an arms embargo along with an asset freeze and travel ban against Libya's leader, his relatives, and key members of his regime. Some diplomats, including those from the U.S., France, and Germany, have been circulating a draft resolution that would refer the violent crackdown in Libya to the International Criminal Court for an investigation of possible crimes against humanity. But Associated Press is reporting that Turkey's Prime Minister, Recep Erdogan, warns that sanctions would force the Libyan people into a more desperate situation. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
President Obama today urged Republicans and Democrats in Congress to find common ground to prevent a government shutdown next week. Congress must approve a federal budget by March 4th. Republicans are calling for major spending cuts. In his weekly address, the president said both sides must compromise.
We need a balanced approach to deficit reduction. We all need to be willing to sacrifice, but we can't sacrifice our future.
In the Republican address, freshman Senator Rob Portman said his party's goal is not to shut down the government, but to make sensible reductions in spending. The president will invite governors from both political parties to the White House for dinner tomorrow night. The governors are in town for their annual winter meeting, although some are skipping the event this year to attend to financial crises at home. This is NPR News from Washington. Space Shuttle Discovery arrived at the International Space Station a short while ago to deliver supplies, including the first humanoid robot in space. This is its 13th and final visit to the orbiting space lab. After it returns to Earth in about a week, Discovery will be retired and exhibited in a museum. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in the New Zealand city of Christchurch is now 145, as rescuers pulled more bodies from the rubble. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney. Officials are now starting to come to grips with the huge financial cost of the disaster.
Officials say a third of the buildings in Christchurch will have to be demolished, and the city's downtown will be closed for months. One of the tallest buildings, the 26-story Hotel Grand Chancellor, remains precariously close to collapsing. Aftershocks continue to shake the city and are making the search for more survivors difficult. Nobody has been rescued since Wednesday, yet Prime Minister John Key says a glimmer of hope still remains.
This is very much still a rescue effort, not a recovery. As every moment passes, obviously it becomes more challenging, but people can survive for considerable periods of time without water and food.
The Prime Minister has promised a massive economic package to help pay for what's being called the country's most costly disaster. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Gamers lined up in Japan today to buy the latest gadget from Nintendo. It's a portable 3D game machine that doesn't require 3D glasses. Analysts say it promises to be the world's first 3D mass-market product. It goes on sale next month in Europe and in the U.S., where it will sell for about $250. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.